Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
And you are listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. Share your thoughts, comments and feedback with us via our WhatsApp line 0636880959. Now, for many of us, we know that 2025 has been an incredibly busy year when it comes to the business agenda. And, of course, when it comes to our relationship with the rest of the globe. But one thing that definitely stands as a highlight is South Africa's presidency of the G20. And, of course, the upcoming G20 summit that will take place in November this year. But before that is also the important function and role of business, the B20. Just over 2 weeks ago, I participated in the handover of the B20 recommendations to the G20. And we simplified it for you here on air, how business is helping government to say, here are some of the policy recommendations we suggest and would like to see being implemented. Why? Because it creates for a great ecosystem amongst you as business to actually invest. And of course, as government to still have oversight over the governance and the creation of an enabling environment for all participants to benefit from. I said all participants. So how do we make sure that you and I, as South Africans, are also those participants who can benefit? Well, Old Mutual is heeding this particular call, and they're going to help all of us as South Africans to make sure that we too amplify and add our voices to the conversations happening around the B20. For that, I am joined on the line by Celiwe Ross, Chief Human Capital and Corporate Affairs Officer at Old Mutual Group, who'll help us add more context and color just as to how Old Mutual is prioritizing this and assisting us as South Africans to add our voice and actively participate in quite literally shaping our future. Celiwe, always a pleasure to have you on the show, ma'am. Super excited to have you.
Thank you so much, Kuku. It's wonderful to be with you as always, and very happy to be with the listeners as well.
Fantastic. As we've highlighted, there's been a great level of focus on the G20, on the B20. And for many of us as South Africans, unless you might be part of some of these stakeholder groups or within the ecosystem, we tend to feel removed from it, right? But this is going to change because Old Mutual, as a key sponsor and participant in the B20, is looking to help us as South Africans add our voices. Help us understand how.
Yeah, thanks very much, Kuku. Just in simple terms, the Add Your Voice campaign is really about empowering everyday South Africans to meaningfully contribute their thoughts on what is going to be a global conversation on economic transformation. As you said in your handover from the B20 to the G20, we as a participant and a sponsor of the B20, so the business side of this, recognize that we have a level of access, right? And we want to democratize our access, use our voice to give all South Africans access. And so we're using our sponsorship to create an accessible pathway so that all voices can shape what happens in those B20 policy recommendations. Mm. Essentially, the campaign itself is not just about awareness. It's a rallying call actually to active citizenship in South Africa. It's about giving a voice to everyday lived realities, the dreams, the frustrations and the hopes of our people, so that people can actually help to shape a more inclusive and prosperous future for South Africa.
I'm so glad you put it that way, because we might be frustrated by no water coming out of our taps. There's a task force that's focused on the financing of infrastructure. We worry about the lack of digital skills and access to basic things like data and technology. There's a task force that's actually focused on that. And so many other themes as well that speak directly to us as South Africans. But I understand, you know, this is also where Old Mutual is trying to actively participate in by bringing our voices to the table, but there's a people's podium, I understand, that also focuses on this. How does this work and how has it been developed?
Yeah, as I said, Kuku, we recognize that active citizenry is important. And actually, active citizenry is in our roots. It's in our blood as South Africans. Mm-hmm. If you think of the June 16 uprisings, if you think of the Women's March to the Union buildings that we celebrate around Women's Month and Women's Day, this is something that is in us and something that has been actively built in our muscle and in our psyche. So the People's Podium is really just using our sponsorship to be able to give people access to that discourse. Mm-hmm. And it creates a platform where all South Africans from all walks of life are invited to add their voice to that conversation so we can shape what's happening either in economic discussions or social discussions that will be happening at the B20. Mm-hmm. So this platform is about saying your voice matters. We're not coming into the conversation as Old Mutual, as policymakers. We see ourselves merely as a connector between people and the policy conversations that will be happening at the B20.
100%. You're a key connector, and perhaps that takes us to our next question as to how then does the People's Podium come to us as people? Do we need to come to the Sandton Convention Center? Do we need to log on via Teams? How do we add our voice?
Not at all, Cuckoo. We're trying to make the Add Your Voice campaign as accessible as possible and in the way that normal people converse and interact. Many people use WhatsApp as a channel of communication and, of course, social media places like Facebook and Instagram. So on WhatsApp, we've created an old mutual Add Your Voice WhatsApp line, which is on 082-690-5619. That's 082-690-5619. And this is where people can send WhatsApp messages, voice notes, whatever is most convenient to them. And we will coordinate and consolidate those responses. The second place where you can go is to the Old Mutual South Africa Facebook page, where you can click onto our Add Your Voice channel. And there you can find more information about the campaign itself, but also you can add your voice. You can type up your message, send your video to us. And what we're going to do with all of these, Cuckoo, is we're going to collect all the messages, videos, voice notes, etc., that we receive. And we're going to create a handbook of sorts that we want to hand over at the B20, saying this is the voice of all ordinary South Africans. Sure. These are what the South Africans who have added their voice to our voice are saying. Let's make sure that these voices are heard.
This is such a phenomenal development, Celiwe. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe this might be the first time it's actually being done by any of the G20 presidencies or nations. I guess the South Africa Innovate in this regard?
Yeah, we certainly believe that we are. And as I said, I think as South Africans, being deeply connected to our own active role, I think democracy represents that opportunity. But it's really about elevating a large number of voices. And we think we're innovating in that space. And we're hoping that South Africans will respond accordingly.
100%. Before I let you go, Celiwe, I think this also highlights the epicenter of, you know, the level of collaboration that we often see between South Africans overall. We see it through the pandemic. We saw it back during the fight of apartheid. And now we're seeing it now when we're trying to continue to grow and develop our economy and the social benefits around it to really ensure that everyone is empowered. And I think this is a great opportunity for us to gently remind everyone around how business is on your side and government is also on your side. Ultimately, we're all aligned for a common vision here.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, as you said, when you raised your initial example about opening your tap and getting so frustrated, I think there's a great role for all of us as South Africans to play in connecting what business is driving, the conversations that are happening around business tables and boardroom tables with what the G20 is able to do. And that's when South Africans come to life. I think when they're given a big, hairy, audacious goal or problem to solve together, and we're just hoping that we can use the Add Your Voice campaign to make sure that ordinary South Africans don't feel helpless. Mm-hmm. They don't feel like something is happening to them without them being able to agitate for the change they want to see.
100%. Celiwe, it's always a pleasure speaking to you, ma'am. Really excited to see what the outcomes are. I guess as we build up to the hive of activity that's going to take place in November, we start off with the B20 summit, if I'm not mistaken, on the 18th, and then lead to the commencement of the G20 summit. I guess, you know, help us emphasize, you know, how Old Mutual as a sponsor and key partner to the B20 will also be making its voice heard and actively engaging with international stakeholders at these gatherings.
Yeah, for sure we will. So we are a sponsor because we feel it's important for us to have a voice and a seat at that table. This is a once in a generation opportunity. Yeah. The B20 isn't going to come back to South Africa in our lifetime. So how do we leverage the opportunity that we have while we're here, both as a corporate citizen, but also as a citizen of a country of South Africa, to be able to connect voices, to be able to use our platform, our sponsorship to connect those voices, recognizing that all sorts of large political leaders and large corporate leaders will be on South African soil, and we will have a seat and a voice in those conversations. And so we just want to be able to say to South Africans, your voice matters. We know that our voice is important, but we have access. We will connect your voice to ours and be able to amplify the cause of all South Africans in that conversation.
100%. Globally competitive, but still locally relevant our people. Celiwe, thank you so much for your time, ma'am. Truly appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Cuckoo. Cheers. Have a good evening and good night to your listeners as well.
Take care. That's Teliwe Ross joining us this evening to help us understand how we can add our voice to the G20 and B20 summits coming up. Teliwe Ross is the Chief Human Capital and Corporate Affairs Officer at Old Mutual Group. Old Mutual is a sponsor and a partner to the B20, an event that will be taking place on the 18th of November, then followed by the G20. And I think what she's highlighted is such an important campaign and development, right? Because so often I have the opportunity to sit with the CEOs in the studio on various stages in masterclasses and workshops and strategy conversations. And we have the opportunity to also engage them right here on Kaya Biz by sending our voice notes and asking and probing with the various questions. But so often, many of us as South Africans do feel frustrated that, hey, I've got data, I can connect, but there's a particular tool or development or skill that I'd like to enhance on in the technology realm. I'd like to actually find new avenues of employment. I'd like to make sure that the water does come out of my tap, you know, that there are bridges built and access to towns and cities and municipalities that unfortunately have not been seeing adequate infrastructure maintenance. That is what the various 8 task forces of the B20 do focus on. And of course, as mentioned, they've shared their recommendations. Right now, this is where government, policymakers and other stakeholders need to listen up, including you and I. So I do strongly encourage you, because this is a government initiative through the G20. But of course, the sponsorship and support of business leaders through the B20 is where we actually see much of the recommendations and support and allyship that's translating. So go to the B20 website, read up on the recommendations. There's one for each of the task forces focused on different themes, but all that are very pertinent to all of us as South Africans. Understand what the policy recommendations are, and in your own space, you know, evaluate how these policy shifts and adoptions can actually work favorably for our economy, the businesses that we run, the companies that we work for, the spaces where we're trying to enhance levels of employment, the industries that we want to cultivate, the trade we'd like to develop and embark on, not only in South Africa, but across the continent and the world. All of these are themes that speak directly to you and I. So yes, sometimes we get frustrated and we think, ah, it's just a big talk shop. But truth be told, it isn't. This is where ultimately conversations are held that will be a catalyst for the policy shifts and decisions that are made that then at some point will have a positive influence in our economy and our lives. Participate, share your views, share your thoughts, get in touch. I'm so keen to hear your thoughts, but also make sure that you do also add your voice to the Old Mutual Add Your Voice WhatsApp line. That line is 082-690-5619.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.